The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Should you be texting people to give them a heads up before you actually call them? Because according to the Washington Post, that is the newest form of etiquette. Joining us, it's Karen Thomas. When it comes to etiquette, she's your girl. You can find her online at ctetiquette.com. Karen, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that it has a couple of valid points to saying that this is the new etiquette. It certainly is being very civil and being very mannerful. However, this really adds an extra step. Now you've got to text them, wait for their reply, and then call them. One easy step would be to just call them. A lot of times it depends on the context.
You know what, Karen, correct me if I'm wrong here, all right? Because I'm just a novice. I am not an etiquette graduate or doctorate or any of those things. So I'll refrain to you. But a lot of etiquette is not only about, you know, you doing the right thing or having courtesy or whatever. It's also about making the other person feel good and yourself, right? It's about mutual respect for both of you.
You could not have hit it on the head more. That is exactly what etiquette is, respect for self and others.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is like, listen, we all know that you're going to voicemail. If you call my phone, what are the chances that I'm in the middle of something else, especially if you're somebody that I know I can have contact with later on, and you may want an answer or response right then at that moment. So this is kind of like, hey, mentally prepare yourself because I'm about to call your phone right now and I actually expect you to answer and answer my questions.
I like it and I don't like it. I like it because I want to be able to be prepared for a call. But I found that I do like if a client or somebody that I don't know well that has to talk to me about something specific gives me a heads up. On the flip side, it gives me anxiety. So when somebody says, like, is it okay if I call you around 2 o'clock this afternoon? Well, now all day long, I'm thinking about, well, like, what is it? Because it's weird if you're like, about what? You know, you should be like, yeah, sounds great.
Talking with Karen Thomas, etiquette expert. What if you didn't pick up, though, and now they didn't leave a voicemail? Oh, now you got real anxiety. So they didn't give you a warning. They just called. You see it on your ID. You're like, nope, that's going to voicemail. I'm going to let that one simmer for a minute. And they don't leave a message. Oh, Karen, what a twisted web this is.
It really is.
I think it goes back to the context. Friends and things like that, just text or call, either or, you have a more casual relationship. In business or, say, with your children in school, perhaps, Anna, you know, these things there, if they do it ahead of time, you could always prefer to text back when they text you and say, I'm going to be calling you at 2. You could text back and say, could you tell me, you know, give me a heads up, what is this about? This is a whole new world we're dealing with here, and there has to be etiquette guidelines carved out for certain situations.
And I will say this, as terrible as it sounds, I don't ever want to be on the phone.
Yes.
So text me ahead of time.
That way I've got the context. I can be in position to answer the thing that you need.
Or email. You know, like to me, like that's always the biggest thing. But
I am the same way, and I'd rather have you text me and say X, Y, and Z, and there you go. I really don't want to pick up the phone either, unless it's absolutely necessary. So I agree with you.
Well, thank God you said that, because I felt really bad saying it out loud. So, all right, good.
No.
All right, Karen Thomas, you can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.